Well, hello there, and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh my gosh, we got an amazing show today. I'm so excited about today. As always, I look forward to joining with you guys on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell all your friends to tune in. You guys are making this show number one, and I love it. I can't tell you that I love it. I love it. I love it. Anyway, this is a rainy day here in D.C. We got a lot of rain today. So we want to get out of that and just have the day and just realize that this is the day that the Lord has made. And regardless of if it's raining or not here in D.C., we are still blessed. Yes, we are. So I just wanted to tell you guys that today is just a really phenomenal day. Actually, I'm really thankful for today. So glad that God is doing great and awesome things in all of our lives. A lot of us don't realize it because we feel like, you know, we're being challenged in so many areas and things are happening to us, around us, you know, to our friends, our families, and et cetera. But the fact of the matter is God is in control. He constantly remains in control. And so I want you to be faithful to God, trusting God, and loving on God, because he sure loves you and he has not given up on you, and he will not stop doing what he does best, which is bless us, cover us, and protect us, and love on us. Okay, so today in DC we are cloudy and drizzling. We have we're going to be 63 today is going to be our high. Detroit, Michigan, you are cloudy, 49 degrees, and your high is going to be 56 degrees today. You guys are moving on up in some heat. All right, Dallas, Texas, all right, we got 62 degrees, mostly cloudy. Today's high is going to be 60 degrees. Los Angeles, you are cloudy, 57 degrees. Your high is going to be 71. Is that all? Oh my goodness. Atlanta, Georgia, cloudy, 61 degrees, and your high is going to be 69 degrees today. Augusta, Georgia, you are 70 degrees today. And Columbia, South Carolina, you are 69 degrees, and your high is going to be 75, and you are sunny. All right. Well, if I didn't name your state, I try to go through everybody's state, every country. You guys, if I didn't mention you, you blessed no matter what the weather's like. And God loves you, and I love you too. All right. I want to share something with you today. Today's ministerial moment. It's a new segment that I'm calling this at the beginning of the show, because I want to give people encouragement before we go in with even more encouragement with the guests and the funny with, you know, Gina G and all of that. I want us to just get some biblical print foundation for the day. All right. And first, I just want to pray that your eyes be open, that God reveals revelation to you, that you increase in wisdom and knowledge, that your discernment will increase, that God will continue to bless you and show you things that you've never seen before, that you will be mature and that you will grow, and that God will just continue to love on you and shower you with his divine protection as you continue to grow in him, in Jesus' mighty name. All right, so I'm going to go and read out of the book of Daniel chapter 4, and this is just a little bit about Nebuchadnezzar. I'm just going to go through it. It's chapter 28 through 37. And basically, he was a king of Babylon, and he was walking around and, you know, the place, his palace in Babylon. And he said in verse 30, it says, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" Wow. I mean, God really did that. He did not do that by himself. And a lot of times, even though God has appointed us and called us to leadership, or just even a leader of our neighborhoods or our community or at our jobs, we're leaders. We are leading people to Christ. That's what we are as leaders. It's not necessarily a title, but he calls us a royal priesthood as a unit anyhow. So individually, we are called to be leaders, to lead souls to Christ. Okay. So here it is. He's blessed, King Nebuchadnezzar. He is blessed. He is, you know, got the kingdom, the Babylon, you know, going on. And so all of a sudden he says, it is he that has done all of this. Well, God has something up for him. The words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven. This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. He says, your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from people and will live with wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle. Seven times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdom of men and gives them to anyone he wishes. Immediately, Nebuchadnezzar was just, that word was fulfilled. He went on into the woods and he ate with the cattle and all of that. And finally, you know, his sanity came back. He was in amnesia. He didn't remember, you know, let's call it amnesia. That's what he had amnesia. He forgot that it was really God. So once he 7 years came up, that spirit lifted, he looked up and he gave God all the glory. And when he did that and he acknowledged that it was God and not him, he was restored back to his kingship and he went on to rule over and everything else. Listen, I want this to be a word for every person in the body of Christ. Remember, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. You are where you are. You have achieved what you have achieved. You have accomplished what you have accomplished. You have gone where you have gone. You have said what you said. You are still alive because of God Almighty, and he deserves all the glory and all the praise at all times. And I'm going to pick up from this next week, and we're going to talk more because it's another person that you'll never, 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 never believe that actually was tempted to take the glory from God, all right? And you'll never believe who this is. It was a shocker to me when it was revealed to me, and I'm sure it's going to blow your mind away. But in today's time, I don't know why I would, because we see it every single day. Humble yourself before God. He resists the proud, and he raises up the humble. So just remember, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. Be encouraged today to just be humble before God, childlike. He loves that. Just continue to do that and watch the doors continue to open for you. He'll expand your territory even the more to minister the gospel even the more. Okay? So be blessed by that today. I love you so much. All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break and we're going to go right on with the show because we got Jermaine Dolly joining us today. Me and Gina G are so excited because we just love us some Jermaine Dolly. He is amazing. He is a guy, for those that don't know, he is a gospel recording artist. He's a writer. He's so creative and he just has the love. I mean, he oozes joy and the love of God out of him. When I see him, I don't care what I'm going through. If I just see him, I just smile. When I saw him live, you know, just live and live in color at an event during the Stella Awards, I'm telling you, just him sitting down just made me smile. He just got such an anointing just to just spread God's love and joy throughout the body of Christ. He's so creative and so cool, so down to earth. I can't wait until you guys get to meet him, those that don't know him. And those that you think you know, I'm sure he's going to reveal some things you don't really know because he's just that down to earth and transparent. Then we got my girl, Gina G's. She's going to be bringing us what she say, and also the trending tea of today, of this week rather, and also my girl Domencia is going to be giving us fashion tips for spring and summer. So you want to stay tuned now while we take this break. Go and tell your friends to tune in. Go on and text them, go on and email them, Facebook them, DM them, and all of that stuff. Go let them know that Dr. Gina's radio chat is on right now. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
may have fame to my name. I may have everything that life could bring and still remain the same. I may have the house, the cars and jewels and all. I might become a star.
Said, hey, Jermaine Dolly, how are you?
What's going on? I'm good.
Listen, I know you heard what I said, man. You are just
everything. I was there. I heard your word. I heard everything. I'm about to cash you some money.
Listen.
You a good offering.
Oh, listen, I, you know what, whatever the Lord lays on my heart, Jermaine, but listen, I just know that you are just such a powerful inspiration, and I mean, we needed you, man. We needed you. Tell us a little bit about how long you've been singing, period. How long, when did you get started in singing? I know you can sing.
I was singing when I was young in church, you know, I was about like six, but I wasn't singing solos in church. I was more so mocking the people that was in my church. I had a lot of women in my church, so I would always sing high because they would sing high. So I would just mock them and sing high. So not knowing that was developing my falsetto.
Wow.
And I say when I got to about like 12 years old, it was me and two of my best friends. We was at Red Lobster with our parents. And we were just going around the table, just play singing. And then they both stopped. When it got to my turn, it was like, oh, man, you can really sing. You can really, really sing. Y'all can't do this? You can sing it. And so when the church found out that I could sing, because I was a musician in church. You know, I wasn't more so a singer. I more so just wanted to play keyboard in church. And when they found out that I know how to sing, I would sing songs in my falsetto. That's the only thing I knew how to sing in, was my falsetto. So I would sing like hymns, like Blessed Assurance, or like Great is Thy Faithfulness. And like, I would really sing those songs in my falsetto.
Wow.
It wasn't until about like 18. I started using my full voice. You know, in high school, I used my full voice too. But, you know, that was just to get girls. I wasn't really trying to sing.
You out.
For real,
because the girls love that. They love that.
I was funny. I was funny and could sing. That was a double whammy.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was a double whammy. So you know, but I ain't really start taking singing seriously. So I got like in my 20s. I say about 20, 21. That's when I first started singing with Ty Trivet. And then I say 18 when I first started singing with a guy named Praise One. Back in Philly, and then we opened up for Ty Trivet, and then I sang with Praise One for 4 years, and sang with Ty for 6 years. So that's when I really developed my full voice.
Wow! And then singing with Ty Trivet, you ended up a Grammy Award-winning album, Greater Than. What was that experience like?
We rehearsed for that album 3 months straight, 12-hour days.
Wow.
That was great. That was a crazy experience. Like it was so crazy, you know. Like when people do albums, like live albums, they gotta do overdubs, meaning that they have to go after the album is done, they gotta go to the studio and do like redo vocals or make it fuller in the studio and all that. I could have actually put that album out without doing overdubs. So that's how tight we were in that album, and the album was like amazing. I think his best body of work.
Wow.
Just from the preparation he had behind that album, and the writing that went behind the album, he did an amazing job with that album. It was a fun experience to be a part of that. And I didn't get a haircut for like 3 months. I was just bad out here. I was looking bad. But it was a grind. It was fun. It was fun.
Is that when you started growing your beard? Because your beard is full.
I grew my beard in college about like 10 years ago. I was growing my beard about like 10 years, like 10, 11 years ago.
Wow, you was ahead of the game. Your beard is healthy looking. I know the brothers be looking at what kind of product you use in your beard.
Yeah, well, in Philly, everybody got beards in Philly. Everybody got beards. So that's everybody else late. Philly been on beards. Like, yeah,
oh, we late. Okay.
Yeah, Philly been on beards like way before everybody else. So.
Well, yeah, because you are from Philadelphia. Shout out to my Philly folks. Hey,
yeah,
listen.
Yeah, right.
But you really, everybody really fell in love when you first came out with Come and Knock at My Door. And I mean, so many other hits that you has released. It's just amazing. How do you feel that the people are relating to you as this new, I mean, you'd kind of been in a game for a long time, but then you just kind of came up out of just nowhere for a lot of people. How have people been receiving your sound and your style in the industry?
It's being received pretty well. You know what I mean? We got a lot of obstacles. I face a lot of obstacles, you know, more so than any other because we're independent. So, you know, a lot goes on, a lot happens. A lot you have to do on your own when you're independent, you know what I mean? The label is really ran by one person. That's my manager, Jerome Hunt. So he's the manager, the label, the role manager, the radio rap, the business, he does everything, like mainly like where a signed artist would have 16 people do, he does all 16.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So it's a lot of guys doing our own. So, you know, but I just say that if you're not called to this, keep your day job. That's honesty. If you're not called, the only reason why I'm still here is because I'm called for it.
Right.
I know what I'm, and it's not even concerning music. For real. The music just get me places. And I mean, talking to people is what I'm really called to do. And like, you know, and showing people that you can have fun in Jesus Christ and you can be yourself and still see some type of success in gospel music industry. You know what I mean? I knew I wasn't the guy that wasn't going to squall. Thank you, Jesus. I knew I wasn't that guy. And I also know I'm not the guy.
I'm not that girl either. I'm not.
And then I'm not the guy that's also going to make you cry holy a million times and make you release the sound of heaven. That wasn't me. So I had to find out who I was as a gospel artist. And that took a lot of prayer and a lot of reading my word. And God just said, just follow me, you know, and a lot of that came from serving. You know, that song Serve I got now really is a real song that I really was going through at one point. You know what I mean? I had to really, really humble me. And be like, the only reason why you're here is because you serve. Not because you think you're hot or people think you're hot, because that can come today or tomorrow. People can accept you today and be done with you tomorrow. So, you know, I thank God for the accolades, and I thank God for people, you know, that think I'm dope or whatever it can be. But I don't really focus on that because that can come today and tomorrow. And if you used to getting a whole lot of, you know, praising, and people praising you, when that moment stops, then what are you doing? Like I always tell people all the time, when up and coming gospel artists, you know, are trying to strive and be a gospel artist, whatever case, or want to see their songs on the radio, or hear their songs on the radio, or get nominations, or have people interview them. You know what I mean? I ask them, why do you want to be a gospel artist? You know, they all tell me the same thing. You know, I think my music can reach the nation. You know, I think it can change people's lives, which is really good answers. But I asked them, what if that doesn't happen?
Then what? Jermaine, so out of what you had just said, what is serving to you for those that don't know? Because I feel like your relationship with God and just the anointing on your life and the fact that he has you going independence, there's some kind of there's a set apart. I'm not speaking against any one particular, no other artist, anything, but I just feel like God is doing something very unique in you, because even like your song, You, Jesus, 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 that right there, that just went across the board. Everybody, all ages, fell in love with you and that song. And everything that you've ever have ministered through your music has always been directing straight to God, not about what we can get, not about what we doing, not about, you know what I mean? It's always been about straight up, unconditional, go to Jesus. It's all about him when I make this about me is the fact that I'm gonna serve him. That's the only thing. So can you give just people some understanding? What did God give to you a revelation as far as serving? Tell the body of Christ what he's saying to you about serving.
Check this out. So when You came out, I write all my songs, right? So all my songs come from a place of personal experience or conversation I have with people, right? So when You came out, I knew I always had a melody in my head. I knew I wanted. I knew what I wanted, how I wanted it to sound, but I didn't know what I wanted to talk about. So the guy, one of my homeboys, he's very, very popular in Philadelphia. He's a director of movies, you know, and he's very well liked, and he gets a lot of money, right? So on the outside looking in, you think his life is pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, he called me one day and was like, Jermaine, I want to talk to you. So I said, all right, let's talk. I'm thinking he want to put me in a movie because, you know, I do funny videos on Instagram. So I'm like, he want to put me in a movie. Let's get this money. So he came over in the house. He sat down on my step. He was like, Jermaine, my life is messed up. And I said, huh? Then he said the first thing he asked me was, why are you always happy and never down?
Wow.
So we had a 2-hour conversation. Yeah, we had a 2-hour conversation about Jesus Christ that I went upstairs and wrote. People always ask me, why am I always so happy and never down? And so forth and so on, right? So then You hit, right? So when before You got on radio, I was doing shows for like a year straight. No radio or nothing. People just wanted to hear this song. So I put on internet, I put like clips on Instagram, and everybody just wanted to hear, what was this falsetto song? So I got gigs off of that, and so then You finally got on radio, and it was kicking butt and taking names, right? So I'm thinking Jermaine Dolly's going to change gospel music, right? And when I started feeling myself at one point, right?
One song, not you. So,
yeah, we'll talk. I started feeling myself, like, so. I started going to the people that matter, like the gatekeepers of gospel music, right? And it was
right,
like. Fleeing me away, you know, it was doing something to me, and I put out a mixtape just to show, like, yeah, I'm about to change gospel music, I'm about to change the sound of gospel music, and it flopped, the mixtape flopped, right? So I'm looking at God, I'm like, God, like, what am I supposed to do? You know, you told me this is what you wanted me to do, like, what's up? Like, I could have been a construction worker, like, what do you want me to do? He said, assignment before accolades. I said, huh? I heard him say clear as day, assignment before accolades. And I know it was him talking to me because I don't even talk like that, accolades. I know what it means, but I don't say accolades in my daily vocabulary. He was just saying, I'm giving you an assignment to do. And, you know, the accolades and the rewards, they're going to come later. Like, people going to acknowledge you, that's going to come. Don't worry about that. Worry about the assignment, and the assignment comes in serving. Check this out. My singles that came out, right, You, Come and Knock on Our Door, and Serve Now, right? Before we do anything, me and my manager, before we do anything, we go to Jesus Christ first. That's the first thing we do. I always say, keep Jesus Christ first, and you'll never be last. Keep Jesus Christ first, and you'll be last, right? I always say that. So check this out, right? The single selection ironically, it's a church service. So you is the introduction to Jesus Christ. That's the preaching moment. Come and knock on our door is the invitation to Christ. And once you've got accepted to Christ, now what you do? You serve. You know what I mean?
I love
and after
it.
That, and then there's going to be another. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. We didn't think about it like this. That's just strategically how God placed it, told us what to do. You know what I mean? And that's just us just serving Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said, I came down not to be served, but to serve. So if he can do that, then who are we not to serve? You know, and that's how I really got to it. And that's where I, and that's how I am successful now. That's why all my songs are pointed back to Jesus Christ. Because we always talk about what Jesus can do for us. We always talk about what Jesus can do, how he loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. But does he know that we love him?
Come on now.
You know what I mean? All my songs are just geared to just going back to just put my focus on him. That's all my songs is for right now. You know, maybe God might give me something else. And I don't write anything without inspiration from him. You know, I don't write anything. I'm not one of them dudes that just wake up and just write a song just because it's a song. Like, I got to totally hear from him. So it'd be a month where I come up with 6 songs or an idea of a song, and then 3 months, nothing happens. Then another month, you know, so it's everything just geared back to Christ. So that's where serving really, really plays a major part for me, because that's the only reason why I'm talking to you right now. That is the only, it's not because my songs are good. I tell you that now, everybody got good songs out. Everybody can sing. So your song choice doesn't really do nothing if God doesn't have a call in your life. You had a great song.
It's really
in the world.
It's the anointing. It's the anointing, definitely. I can see why he would have you on a, you know, independent label, because of the process that he has you with making the music. I mean, it's a story. It's instructions. Yeah. I mean, that's what you just said.
If I was on any label, no disrespect to no label out there. There's no disrespect to no label out there. If I was on a label, they wouldn't understand it. Because it took, you'd be surprised. A lot of people said no for months. People said no to you for months. You know what I mean? And knowing the label structure, it would have been off that, on to the next.
And the thing about it is, it was amazing. Like, I mean, everybody loved it. It was on everybody's hearts. It was a feel good song about, you know, Jesus, and just, you know, it is. It's because of you. You're the reason. You. It is you. It's you. It's always been you. It will always be you. And Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My son's father loved that song.
Praise God, man. Praise God.
Yeah, listen, I love you, period. Because it's God. I mean, when you just know that somebody is connected and you can feel the anointing, it's me falling in love with God through you. And everything that he's given to you, anointed, that releases out into the kingdom, I just appreciate it and I value it because I know it's from him. And that's the thing. Right. It's the authenticity of him. And I love that. So listen, Gina G., she's my co-host and my sister and my friend, and she's a comedian. So she loves you so much. Gina, please come and meet Jermaine Dolly, please.
Jermaine Dolly.
What's up?
Jesus. You know what? Jermaine, I love you so much. I don't know you, but I know you, you know, and it's crazy because my Pandora station is just you and Kirk Franklin. No disrespect to nobody else, but you make it cool to love God, if that makes any sense. Like, I follow your Instagram, and your how Christians listen to secular music.
Yeah.
It just kills me. It just kills me. So you make it known that you're human. You're gonna like other things. But if you can see God in everything, it's all right. So I just want to say hey, and how you doing? And you know, I just keep blessing us because you blessing me. And I seen you hosting for my boy Tony. Tony Baker and Tyre. Look at this man trying to be a comedian.
Yo, right. I was so nervous. What's crazy, like, people, when I told people at the end, like, that was my first time ever doing stand-up, they was like, for real?
I was like, damn, like, this ain't my lane at all. Like, when Kevin Fletcher called me up, he called me and say, host it. I'm thinking he's doing it, like with, I know he had a tour with Anna and Carlton and Christy. So I'm thinking, oh, that's a church thing. I can do a church thing. But he had Tony Baker and Tyler. I was like, yo, like, this is a comedy show. Oh, you ain't telling me that. Like, this is really, really a comedy show.
Yeah, those are some.
He like,
this
is really a comedy show.
Yeah. But, I mean, but it's in you, not on you. So you're able to just reach people, period.
Right. God is good, man. Word up. God is really good.
Well, listen, we're going to come and see you. If you do anything else, you got to let us know. Hit us up on DM or put a flyer up because we can follow you. Both of us follow you. And we'll come and see you because seriously, I told her, I said, he is hilarious, but I did not know you was dabbling for real in comedy. I would love to support.
He crazy, girl.
And see you. I know you do videos, and I know, Gina G, you've been looking for somebody. Who knows? God might put y'all together and do some funny things.
I'm on the way with it.
Because Gina G is funny. She was voted number one female comic for 2017-2018. And this girl, she stays on a flight. So somewhere Chicago. She a global comedian. She done traveled to
Trinidad. Yes, ma'am. Jesus.
That's right.
And Gina, you say that you're not a Christian comic, but you're a clean comic, and that gives her so many other opportunities too. You know, to go out.
I'm a comic who's a Christian. I'm not a Christian comic, but I am a comic who's a Christian. So I try to keep it clean as possible, especially my language and my content isn't dirty anyway. But it just puts you on a different level. You can reach more people. That way. So that's what I want to do, man. And they, Jermaine Jolly, just, good Lord. I can't wait to meet you. Oh, what? You and them lips and that beard. I got to see all of that in person.
Hey, man, We can do that. It's cool.
You gotta see him, his style, his dress and everything. We just loving on you on Dr. Gina's radio.
For real.
Jermaine, that's cool.
You ain't gotta blow your head up. We'll pump it up for you, baby.
I'm telling you.
I'm all for it.
Jermaine, please tell everybody how they can follow you and just, you know, how can they purchase your music and all of that. Tell them your social media stuff.
You can follow me on Instagram at hello_dolly24. That's hello_dolly24. Same thing on Snapchat. Facebook and Twitter is Jermaine Dolly, JermaineDolly. My music is available on Walmart and all. I'm on SoundCloud as well, and also on all digital download markets. The album is called The Dolly Express.
Yeah.
And on Pandora, when you go to his channel on Pandora, they play a lot of his music. So they can also get Pandora and hit it because they play a lot of his music.
I love it. Now, you are a family now to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So anything you got going on, any shows, any ministry, all of it is ministry because you're only one person. And all of that is ministry, you know, ministry to God's people for his kingdom. But anything you got going on and you want to share with the world, any place you're going to be in, you want some, you know, want to tell everybody about it, please don't hesitate. Hit me up and you're always welcome. Okay.
Cool beans. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all.
And I want to give a shout out to your man, Mr. Hunt, for making this happen. And thank you so much for your team. Shout out to him. And also, please don't get off this line until Doug gets you so you can do a radio drop for me. I want everybody here. And you can mention Serve, too, okay?
That's fine.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to go right back to Gina G. She's going to give us trending tea and what she say. All right, Doug, go on and get Jermaine before you go. Thank you, Jermaine. Love you.
Love you back. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Yo, this is your boy Monty G, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Don't forget to go check out a brand new movie, Lost. You can check me out at Monty G, LOJMG on IG. Thank you very much.
All right, Gina G, what she say? What's going on, girl?
Ooh, well, what she say today, Dr. Gina, is going to be, she's saying to switch it up a little bit. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody or if anybody is listening, but you have inspired me, Dr. Gina, with your switch up to have what she say be switch it up. I mean, you can change your hairstyle. You can change your attitude. You can change your appearance, your clothing. You can change anything. Switch it up. It's 2018. We halfway through, and I'm tired of looking at the same person. We need to switch it up. It's okay. I need y'all to, like, move and shake some things around, because I know it feels good for you, Dr. Gina, to have switched it up. You switched your hairdo up. Is that correct? Can I speak upon that? Miss Braids hanging down.
Yes, got my braids in.
You inspired me for the What She Say today, because I just want people to be encouraged and know that you can switch it up. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel different. You are the same person inside. But we tired of looking at that same person. We tired of that same attitude. We tired of that same blazer. We need you to switch it up. So what she say? Yeah, I said it. Switch it up today. Because, Dr. Gina, I'm just going to put it out there in the radio land that you look good, girl.
All right.
You and
well,
them braids look good.
Thank you, sister. Listen, I hadn't had braids in so long. And I said, you know what? I've been doing the same look for the longest. Please let me do something. And it's just a chance and an opportunity for me to just, you know, express myself, you know, my creativity,
right.
You know, maybe, you know, just the island girl in me, I guess. I don't
hey.
Know. I know I feel like I need to be on the beach somewhere and, you know, doing my thing. But yeah, girl.
But it makes you feel good.
Yes, I feel amazing. The girl that did my braids, she is awesome and, you know, did a great job. And so I'm really, really thankful to have found her because she did something great. Yep.
Good.
She's good.
Good. Switch it up.
Switch it up. That's it. Well, listen, I am glad about that what she say, because I don't have nothing to say about that what she say, because she said it all good.
Well, you didn't already switch. Yeah, you didn't already switch, so you're feeling good inside. So for everybody else, switch it up.
Exactly. I want to talk about Salon DeJuan. She accepts insurance right now, Blue Cross Blue Shield and Kaiser Sigma and more. If you are have thinning hair or you've been diagnosed with breast or a cervical cancer or any illness that causes hair loss, you need to get in touch with her. She is offering a free low cost for wigs and also free wigs, hair pieces to those that have severe hair loss through your insurance company. If you want to know more, please contact DeJuan at Salon DeJuan, 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. That's an amazing thing that DeJuan is doing right now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You can switch it up with that. If your insurance pay for it, I'm telling you, you switch it up on your husband, on your boyfriend, honey. Surprise them. Let them cheat on you with you. Hello.
I know that's right. Well, listen, I want to go ahead and bring Domencia in because she's got fashion tips for us for spring and summer. What you got for us, Domencia, from the Chic Shack?
Good morning, Gina's. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you ladies doing today?
Oh, we're good, girl.
So today I wanted to talk about athleisure. The newest, I really want to say it style. I know you girls can really relate to it. So athleisure is really incorporating your workout gear into your everyday look. So like leggings with a tunic or wearing your workout look, you know, just going to lunch or to different places. If you notice, all of the celebrities right now are wearing athleisure. You see, I hate to use her as an example, but you see Kim K in leggings and, you know, a sports bra with maybe like a tunic over top of it. And everywhere you look, everyone is into athleisure. So really incorporating your workout gear into your everyday look.
Oh, wow. That sounds like
I
a great idea.
I workout clothes on all day long.
And I know
I
both
know
of you wear workout all the time. Exactly, exactly. So really just, you know, maybe putting a little eyeliner on, a little lipstick, and just going with it.
Yeah, that's true. That sounds good. So where can everybody follow you?
You can find the Chic Shack, where we, of course, have athleisure, at the _chic_shack. And also, I wanted to mention that we're doing a prom giveaway. Gina, have you mentioned that yet?
No, I have not. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so we're doing a prom giveaway in conjunction with Dr. Jana, where we have a beautiful dress that Dr. Jana has donated to the Chic Shack, and we're trying to find a lucky young lady to give it away to. So you can also find that information via our Instagram as well at the _chic_shack.
All right, well, listen, I love it. And somebody, you know, we're waiting on a winner now. I don't know what you're waiting for. The dress won't be, it's going to be quick. I mean, have you gotten anybody yet, Domencia?
Yeah, we've got a few people inquiring about it. Definitely have. So, and we also, you know, we're in partnership with one of our neighbors to do the hair as well. So hopefully when she gets it out, we'll have more of our customers inquiring about it as well.
Oh, well, that sounds good. I know people are still looking and trying to get things done on their own. I do know that. But, you know, sometimes, you know, ain't nothing wrong with a little help, y'all. So if you know somebody that needs the help, please let them know that we are doing this giveaway. We are totally doing it to be a blessing because God just said to do it. So go on and get your blessing, y'all. All right. Domencia, thank you so much for joining us always.
Thank you.
Just go check her out, the Chic Shack. Got to go check her out. I just got some stuff from you the other day, girl. I'm waiting on opportunity to wear them now. Can't wait.
I know you'll find something soon.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere soon. But I had to get it. I love her pieces and outfits. Yes. Awesome. They change the window every, I don't know, day. Some new product.
Yeah, we change it a few times a week. We just changed it on Saturday. So we got some fun spring looks right now.
Oh, good.
And I wear my glasses every day. I wear my sunglasses from the Chic Shack every day.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much. Until next time, Domencia, thank you. Be blessed, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You too. All right. What is the trending tea, Gina G?
Child, this tea is hot. You hear me? And boiling. Let me just put it out there. Meek Mill is free, y'all. Woo! Free Meek Mill, he is out. If no one knows the story, we do know that the judge, who has personal feelings and a vendetta towards Meek Mill, kept him in jail over something so minor, over him popping Willie's at a function, and she put him in jail without bail because it was a violation of his parole. And come to find out, you know, she wanted him to put somebody on his mixtape or on his album, and he didn't do it, honey. It was a mess. So he's had so many celebrities and people in higher judicial to try to get him out of jail, and she's just been denying it. But finally, I don't know what happened, because they say Beyonce said free Meek Mill. So you know if Beyonce said it, she can make anything happen. So he is now free. Meek Mill got out yesterday. So we are so happy about that. And in lighter, well, actually, this is still light news. The young gentleman in the Waffle House shooting in Nashville has been captured. It was a 36-hour manhunt, but he is finally captured. If you don't know the news, it was a I'm just going to put it out there, a white guy in Nashville who went on a shooting rampage and killed four people in the Waffle House in Nashville at about almost 3:30 in the morning. And there was a young gentleman by the name of James Shaw, who is a brother, who everybody is calling a hero, because for the simple fact, he wrestled this guy and actually took his gun away. And, I mean, he saved so many other lives, because, of course, it was an automatic weapon, semi-automatic weapon, which the same type of guns that are used in the school shooting, which everyone is trying to get off of the streets. And he tackled this man down, took his gun, honey, and, I mean, he's a hero, because that man could have killed more than four people. So it's just, it's good news along with bad news, and, you know, sad for all of those that are lost. We're praying for those families of those four victims that were lost in that travesty, but, I mean, he's captured and is caught. And, of course, the big news here in America is, like, the police brutality about if it was a black man, you know, he would have got shot. Because, you know, they're killing the police, killing all these innocent black men. And just for someone to be of the white race and be able to do something over and over again and not get captured or killed in the way that innocent black victims are, it's kind of harsh here in America. It's just a really big deal. So, you know, I just want to give, again, the love and praise to all those that were lost in the Waffle House shooting. And also, of course, you know that this is not big news, but in America it's big news because the Kardashians are kind of like our they're kind of like our first lady, and they bigger than the president right here in America. So just to let you guys know, Khloe and Tristan are calling it quits. They are trying to co-parent with a new baby, baby girl True Thompson, that they had earlier this month. But it's between that and Donald Trump not getting invited to Barbara Bush's funeral, girl. It is
all over
the
internet.
Oh, he wasn't invited?
He wasn't invited. Oh, I thought he opted out to do that. Oh, he wasn't invited.
Child, he wasn't invited. So he wasn't invited to a lot of stuff. He's not invited to the royal wedding. I mean, this is just the worst president we've ever had.
Oh, my God.
And so... But his wife was there. First Lady Melania Trump was there. She was sitting right next to Obama and Michelle. And, honey, and there's a lot of pictures, you know, circling around the internet that she was cracking up, laughing, had a big smile on her face while sitting next to Obama. So, you know, honey, you know what they say now. Once you go black, I'm going to just tell you right now, you don't go back. So she was having a good time and smiling, which is something that we haven't seen her do since she's been in the White House along with Trump. But no, honey, he was not invited. So we do want to send our love and prayers to the Bush family. And right now, actually, George Bush Sr. is not doing very well himself. And, you know, they've been married, oh my gosh, I believe over 50 years, you know, almost 60 years they have been married. And a lot of times what happens is when, you know, you lose one spouse, it's not, you know, short after that you lose the other, because they're pretty much over a broken heart or loneliness is what some say. So I just want to wish the Bush family a lot and just let them know they were not the worst, because Trump is definitely taking over that title as the worst president of the United States. So that's
good
all the
Lord
tea I have to spill, honey. It is spilt and boiled over.
Oh, my God, this is ridiculous.
So
okay, what can you say about all that? I'll tell you. Well, I mean, he seems to have quieted down quite a bit compared to what he was going, you know, doing at the beginning. Man, he was in the headlines every single solitary 2 days.
he was
saying something, doing something. So hopefully, you know, maybe he's learning some lessons here and there. I don't know. But I do know that God is still in control, y'all, and that's the bottom line. I think today was a really good show, don't you? I think it was a really good show. Yeah, we you know, we've been blessed today. Jermaine Dolley was amazing. He's so funny. I had to thank him for doing the show, him and his manager. They, you know, just, he's just such, you know, a breath of fresh air. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's great, but he's just so unique in his own way, right? He's funny.
He is very unique. He's very unique. And like I said, he just makes it okay to be, you know, to love God, because he's so funny. And it's like, okay, well, I'm like this. So I didn't know that I could be like this and still worship God and still love God so much. And he just, I mean, he tops it, honey. He tops it. And I just crack up laughing. If you're not following him, you got to follow him because his videos are hilarious. If you watch the one where he says Christian and secular music, girl, I can't take it. I can't take it.
Well, listen, I want to also, because we talked about, well, we had a great interview with him, and then you talked about change and going back to that, talking about change, we got Ashley, who is my hair, she braided my hair, licensed hairstylist. She does braids, locks, weaves. She does all of that. It's a Creshel House of Beauty. That's what the name of her business is called. And if you want an appointment, she's available Monday through Saturday, and she's in Temple Hills, Maryland. You can go and follow her on info@SladeStylesByAsh at SladeStylesByAsh, Ash, or you can go to MacMillan, MacMillan201 at gmail.com and check her out. That's Ashley. She's the licensed hairstylist that did my braids. Came and brought me out of the 90s, girl, because I had no braids since 99, honey. I said I would never get braids again. And she just gave me a, yes, girl, because I didn't like them. I had so many. They were so heavy. And I think the braids were just so different. And these are more there, you know, you can flip them and move them. And, you know, the hair is just different. And, I mean, she just, every braid is the same. I mean, neat. And she did them by herself with her, she got nails and all, child. She was doing them. Yes, girl, she was doing them. We didn't even take breaks. We took like 2 minute breaks, like to go to the bathroom, and that was it.
Are you serious? And they are so long, and they're so pretty. I love the color. I love everything. I just love them. I love them. I love them. She did a really good job.
And she's a believer. She sings in a choir and everything. So, you know, nice young girl.
Blessing.
I enjoyed her company the whole time I was there. I was there for, you know, a little bit. As long as it would take for one person to do the length of hair that I got. Mine is all the way down past my butt. So,
Ooh-wee.
I mean, and then I got individuals. And if anybody has seen Eve on Housewives, they're similar to hers, like a lot like hers, all long like that. But Eve's, I think, went down to her calves. Mine are not that long.
Eve was real long. Yeah, hers are really long.
But mine is long. They real long. And my son was like, oh, I like them. You know, he had to get adjusted because, like I said, I've been wearing the same hairstyle. And when I got that bob with streaks, that was like a breakout. Other than that,
right.
I've been doing the same look, you know, for the years. Yep, the same look.
Well, honey,
girl,
you
didn't switch
it up, honey. You didn't.
I had to do something. Now I feel like I need to be on the beach somewhere, and I need to go and have on one.
Well, we
of gotta
plan
dresses.
A trip.
Yeah, girl, I got to go. Like, I feel like I'm. Why am I still here? I need to go to the beach right now. Like, when is the time for my vacation?
Well, we can definitely work on that because summertime is coming. And I know you work out all the time, so your summertime body is ready. So it is definitely time for that vacation.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I don't want to. I want to get it while I still got it.
Well, you got it. I don't see it going nowhere. I don't see it going nowhere. Let me ask you something. Have you seen on all the social media, especially Instagram, the little boy that was in church? Who was screaming and saying that church is so loud and, you know, why is it so loud in church? And then he gets popped.
Yeah, Fred Hammond reposted that. That was hilarious.
Because that's how it is in church when you're a kid. You know, you see everybody praising God. And, you know, if you were like me, you see people shouting and running around the church 3 times for the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And you are just like, why is it so loud? And to see him get popped. It just lets me know that these 2018 mamas, we're bringing it back. We are back to popping these kids in church. I just think it's the funniest thing.
And look, he got popped and still had a point to prove. And he not going to yell it this time. He going to move his lips.
He's going to whisper.
he lip syncing, and you know what I'm saying? I'm like, what is lips? We know what he's saying, but we can't understand what he's saying because his lips doing something else.
I love it. I love that this church video. I mean, I love it. Love it.
That was so
it.
Funny. We don't get pinched and popped like we used to in church no more.
No, we don't. No, we don't. But that little boy definitely. I mean, definitely. If you see it to the end, the mama snatched the phone. Like, what are you doing?
I know.
So
right?
I love
that was
it.
So funny.
I love it.
Well, listen, I'm going to be posting a picture of my braids and everything soon. So you got to go follow me on at Gina R. Prince on Instagram. And you got to go to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on Facebook. I am on Snapchat and Twitter, but I do favor me some Instagram right now. And I love Facebook. So that's what I'm on now. And if you want to keep up with us, that's what you got to do. And don't forget, you guys, it's summertime. So the Health and Soul Fitness DVD is still current. It has still got some amazing workout exercises for you to go ahead and do. You can do them. You can download it on your phone and take it with you to the park. You can take it with you to the gym. Or you can order the DVD, which is on My Health and Soul. Also, you can also get the digital on My Health and Soul as well. Also, don't forget, you can get the Keys Against the Enemy. It's also an ebook. Yes. It's at Amazon, it's at Barnes and Noble, and it's on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. You can go ahead and order your copy. It's a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. It's going to help increase your prayer life. You'll pray just what is on the Father's heart. We pray for politicians, politics, marriage, singleness, parenting, all kind of things. Prayer, what you're going through, what you're not going through. It's everything in there for something that you may either be going through yourself or somebody else. So you got to get your copy of that, and it will never be a repeat of Born Into Sin, Transformed and Destined, because this was before I surrendered myself to Christ. This is the gritty story of my life. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad it's over. But if it wasn't for it, I wouldn't have a testimony. So I'm thankful and grateful all at the same time. You got to get Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. It is my very first book. It's also in the Library of Congress. You can pick it up at any library. All you got to do, if it's not in your library, it's in the catalog. So you can ask your librarian to order it for you, and they will deliver it right to you. And this is Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny, also on Amazon.com in ebook form as well. So you can listen to it on your way to work, or you know, when you're taking a kid somewhere, or just on your vacation. You can get that book. It will never be a repeat of that. I claim and declare that in Jesus' mighty name, that I've been set free and delivered in Jesus' mighty name. And you shall be delivered too. This will encourage you that God is still able. After 20 years of drug addiction, God is still able. You mothers that's praying for your children, God is still able. You husband and wives is praying deliverance for your spouse, God is still able. Don't you give up on them, because God has not. All right, so keep them prayed up and keep believing God for his mighty hands to make a change. Where can they follow you?
Amen.
Gina G.
Amen. They can follow me on Instagram and Facebook. On Instagram, it is Gina G, the number 2 funny. Or you can follow me on Facebook, Gina G, 2 funny, T-O-O funny. And also my website is up, ComedianGinaG2Funny.com.
Hey, I love it too. And I love her thing. Her website is so good. Great job.
Thank you.
If you want to book her, go on and get on there. You can call her up and all that, because I'm telling you, her schedules be booked, honey. She on the move.
Making everybody laugh,
bringing joy to every person that sees her. God is good. All right, you guys. So listen, I hope you was encouraged, motivated by Jermaine Dolly, by Gina G, by Domencia, and me, Dr. Gina Prince. Listen, you got to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We love you so much. We love you. Tune in, tell a friend, tell everybody about Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, because you never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next week, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We love you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.